Ohne Laden. Na, bis denn? As we roll backwards through the various components of our meditation practice, we are doing so with the idea of A, freshness. Who are you in this moment that is experiencing such and such a technique or component? Who are you? What are you? What is your now? How are you? And what, so that A, in this now, in this freshness, okay, the freshness of it, there will be the distinction of every single moment is the vividness of every moment. And vividness, we as human beings, we experience that largely through emotion, through sensation, through feeling, through that rubric, that component, if you will, overuse the term, of this incarnated being. Sensations are vivid. That's how we just think about it for a second. I don't need to give examples. Be in it. You're listening right now. It's very vivid. It's distinct. It's not muddled in your mind unless you have, because it's hearing, unless you have an auditory problem or your mind is, changing into something like Alzheimer's or something that would make it muddled. But otherwise, it's vivid, it's vibrant, it's distinct. Okay, sound is that. Taste is that. Sight, visual, look up, look up. Look in whatever, wherever you're sitting, everything is vivid. Again, unless I take my glasses off, my eyesight isn't that bad. So, I mean, things are still vivid. They might be a little out of focus, but they're still vivid, vibrant, distinct. So this feeling of an itch in my eyelash right now, it's distinct. Not only is it the itch is different than pain or different than a kiss or something like that. It's an itch. My mind labels it as an itch because of its vividness, because of its distinction. So the freshness of every moment, it's really quite profound and closer than our eyelashes. Even as we just took in those words, it's profound and closer than our eyelashes. We could feel that. We could feel that the wholeness, the vividness, the vibrancy, the intensity, the sensations of being alive. The registrations of being alive. Every moment are fresh, are brand new, are only in this now. It's so significant. One could suggest that the entire living experience, livingness, comes down to this. Okay, so freshness. And so enough said on that, and we will roll into the component of loving kindness coming from namaste, which is also a form of loving kindness, right? Namaste. And It's a form of loving kindness. It's a form of respect. It's a form of veneration, as we did last week. Okay, so they're related. Loving kindness now to everyone, loving kindness to ourselves. But what is loving kindness? The only way we can experience loving kindness is because it is distinct. And we each individually, because of our uniqueness, our distinctions, we experience it vividly, intensely. Intense is not a negative word or a positive word, it's a neutral word, but it's describing something in a particular way. Same with vivid. So in that freshness, that nowness, come into this, come into your sensations. It's why we are looking for distraction. We are looking for distraction. We are in our mind so much, we immediately jump to label and etc. because of the vividness, the intensity, the freshness of anything and everything all going on at the same time. It's overwhelming if we really be in the intensity, in the uniqueness, in the distinctions of vibrant livingness, which is the capacity of every human being. Every human being. Imagine what a dog feels, is experiencing. It's thought that it's thousands, like 8,000 times more intense a sense of smell. What is that? Wow. Because our sense of smell, if it's a smell of something we like, it's whatever, a flower or, whatever, right? And then it's a smell we don't like. Even that idea of like, don't like, is coming from the vividness, is coming from the sense. It's not coming from our mind. Our mind labels it afterwards. Okay? So it's so profound. It's why we are alive. And it's the component, the aspect of our embodiment that it actually is the driving factor of everything. Our sensations, our sensorial pickup. Okay. It's so important because then we actually notice how distracted we are. Then we can notice how numb we want to be. Then we can notice why we're avoiding, we're in aversion, we're not engaging in X or Y, and why we want to engage or think we do, anyways. We've labeled it that way. Think we want to engage in certain other things, with certain other people, with certain other whatevers. It all comes back to this vivid, vibrant, intense, sensorial freshness that's always going on. Okay? So there's a learning about it, there's the experiencing of it, there's being all right with it, there's actually experiencing it. Lot there. And loving kindness. Just give me one second to get my shawl on. And why? Because this embodied being is experiencing coldness in my room in the morning. So again, that's a sense. It's quite unpleasant, actually, to be cold. To this body, it is. Maybe it is to yours too. And so, that request was put out, right? So again, it's right here, right now, closer than our eyelashes. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath and feel it. Be with it. And be unafraid to be with it. It's actually very courageous to be in the now. It's brave to be and to live from the fullness of who and what we are, whatever that fullness is for each of us. It's quite brave, it's quite courageous, which is why very few people do it. Why, down through history, is there such a small percentage of human beings who are saints and sages and wisdom keepers and bodhisattvas and enlightened beings? It's a very small percentage at any point in history. Why? That's a really good question. Why? If we all have that potential, if we all are that essence called by all of its names, again, in all languages and traditions, why? Please think about that through the day. Question that. Question why. Then question oneself. Because that essence is not about a practice. It's not about, this teacher, that teacher, such and such methodology. It's not about that. It actually isn't about any of that. It's about the vividness. Are we willing in any given moment, any given moment? And I'm asking this to myself also, of course, first. Are we willing to live from our own vividness, our own fullness? Which means there would be a reciprocity of taking in, being sensorially aware of the fullness that we are and the fullness of everything. Again, within our openness, within our capacity, so to speak. Okay, so the question, in addition to experiencing vividness through the day, your own sensorial wowness, okay, is to just ponder. Yeah, why is the percentage so small? So we are breathing. and all other beings of every kind are breathing. They might breathe something different than what we breathe, but every single being is breathing. Try to feel that literally every being is breathing. And just like for us, without doing so, that being wouldn't exist. And then we breathe in loving kindness for ourselves. May I be filled with loving kindness. And being filled with the very elixir of life, loving kindness. May I be well. Which has far more to do with our mind and state of being than to do with bodies or finances or whatever. So again, being filled with the elixir of life, loving kindness. May I be filled with loving kindness. What else is life about?
besides that? Then may I be well. And then, because wellness really is fundamentally about a state of mind. What is our state of mind in any given moment? That may I know peace and ease. May I be happy, a happiness that speaks of contentment, that kind of happy. And we know that because of peace and ease, that it's not about satisfaction, gratification. It's about contentment. And so once again, we are breathing, breathe in. From all of the universe, may I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well, well in my mind, well in this rubric of reality I call myself. And therefore, may I know peace and ease. May I be content, deeply happy, at ease, at peace. And from this fullness, we wish the same for others. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be well. May you know peace and ease. May you be happy, content, and whole. And we wish it for all beings, seen and unseen, everywhere. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be well. May you know peace and ease. May you be happy, content, and whole. And we breathe with all beings. Oh. Oh. enjoy your explorations of freshness, of sensation, of sensitivity, of the sensorial that we are living every nanosecond, every nanosecond. And then the question, why? Why are there so few who live from this? Actually live from it. Fearlessly. Love you all. Create your day.